The undiscovered black country, the folks don't seem to know. The undiscovered black country, where everyone should go. People walk or cycle round, they pass the time of day. The undiscovered black country has places tucked away.
Now, what we're going to speak about here is sports day. Well, two sports days, really. The little one that you used to have at school, and then something called the inter-school sports that used to happen once a year in junior school. It didn't really happen when you went to senior school, because you had things like various sports events on at Agley Stadium in Bearwood. But these are the junior school ones, which were much more exciting. And of course, the races were better, really. So what you used to have, once football season had started, you'd have things like practicing for the sports day. And there'd be various things that you'd have to practice in junior school. And a lot of them wore proper sports. And a lot of them, your day really want to take part in, because on you were joined to other folks and you might not really like them. So there may have been a problem there. Any road up, you'd go up to the school playing fields. We was at Causeway Green, you see, which was just by the Hen and Chickens. And you'd go up probably one afternoon a week, different classes, one afternoon a week. And you'd have various things like egg and spoon race. And I think, if I can remember rightly, you had to get your mother to boil an egg, so it was hard as a rock, and you'd have to take your egg in and borrow a spoon and all, because they wouldn't let you have the school spoons. And it was probably about, I mean, it seemed like miles at the time, but it was probably only about 25 yards, or maybe a bit more, maybe 50 yards. And you'd have to stick the egg on the spoon, and there'd be like six on you in a line, and then you'd have to run 50 yards with an egg on it. And first of all, you used to think, well, this is a bit of a daft sort of game, mate. And really, I'd think, well, you could do better things with an egg than put it on a spoon and run down the field, couldn't you? And that was one of the things you used to have to practice, and you'd go over and over and over again. Well, the reason why, and it's logical, eight really, the reason why it was hard boiled is most of the babs, particularly the little ones, would drop it on the floor, wouldn't they? And I know it was on grass, but even if it were on grass, a normal egg would smosh, wouldn't it? So you boiled it as hard as you possibly could, so that it'd die smosh. And that was it. You had to keep that for every practice. So it was either in your little bag, or you'd have to take it home, or you'd have to put it in this drawer, so that when you went up there, your egg was marked with your name or something. So there was all these eggs in the drawer in the classroom. It's a bit weird, really. And then a t'other one we used to do, we a beanbag race, which again sounds saft now when we have grown up and you think, well, what the blooming heck's a beanbag race? Well, you used to have these things that when you was in the school hall, and you sometimes, if it was raining, you'd practice in the school hall, because it were big enough. It were about like 25 yards long, so it were big enough, really. So you'd get these little bean bags, and there was like little canvas bags, no bigger than you could hold in your hand, and they were full of these little soft beanie things. And the idea then was, it was more like a shuttle run, so you'd have to make a mark, say 5 yards from the starting line, and then 10 yards from the starting line, and then 15 yards, 20, 25, and they'd put a bean bag in your lane on every one of these markers. And what you had to do is like shuttle run. So you'd run, puck a bean bag up, bring it back to the start, put it down, go and get the next one, bring it back, put it down, go and get the next one, bring it. And it was right boring, really. But you had to practice that so that you'd got, you could puck them up, because little ones would like leave them there and they'd forget that they got to puck them up and stuff like that. So you needed to get into a rhythm of how you'd done it. Another game, sack race. What a game that was. So you had these, you know when the tatermon used to come and your mother would order a big bag of taters? Well, it would come in like an Aden sack, a big Aden sack. And I think, thinking back, there were like £52 of potatoes in there. So it was quite heavy. So again, sometimes the skill had some, but what they'd say, they'd send a letter home and it'd say, next time you have your taters delivered, because you wash the sack and give it to the little one, and that'd be your sack. They'd put a label on it and that'd be your sack. But there might sometimes be taters left on it. So you'd got to be careful that your mother had washed this thing up, you see. And when it were time for you to practice, you used to go up to the school playing fields and you'd stick your foot in both ends of this tater sack. And then you'd got to run. Now, if you had ever tried running in a tater sack, you had fun out that it was pretty, pretty difficult. And when you first started to do it, you were all over the shop. You'd be falling down here, falling down there. But eventually you got the hang of it. And what you used to have to do is put your feet right in the corners of the sack, out the front with your one hand, so it was like tight round your belly, and then shuffle along like that. And really, the quicker you got was because you could keep it real tight. If you let it go slack, it'd either fall down your ankles or you'd trip over and you'd fall on the floor. But eventually you could get yourself in a rhythm and go quite fast. Really, the wussest race that you did was the three-legged race. Now, the three-legged race meant that there was three legs, really. And what they did is they tied you to somebody else. So your middle leg, say you was tied with your right foot, you would have to be tied to the left leg and foot of somebody else. Now, that was all right if they was your mate, but if they were your mate and you got strapped to somebody you didn't like, well, it caused all ructions, didn't you? And the teachers were fussed who they put you with. And also, if you were a faster runner than the other bloke, then you got a problem, because you'll be like dragging them along. And the method was, they tied it round your ankles, and then what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to put your arm round each other's shoulders, so you was almost like one person. And then you had to run the 25 yards or the 50 yards, whichever it was, as one person, but there was two of you strapped by your leg. And I tell you what, when you started to practice this, you were all over the shop. There was legs going up, folks falling over, kids are blarting because they'd hurt themselves falling over and stuff like that. And again, it was all about getting the rhythm so that your legs that were tied together moved together and your other ones worked in tandem. You remember that bloke that, you know, got convicted and sent to jail? I don't know what his name is. But any road up, it was like Jake the Pig. He had this song, day, Jake the Pig. And that's what you was, really, Jake the Pig. Again, practice, 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 practice. And then really the other races were just normal. You had the 60-yard dash, which to little kids was a long, long road. And then you had a relay, and I can't remember. You probably had houses, they was called houses, were they? So you was allocated with other folks from your team, your year, and then folks from other years. You was all in the same house team, and that house team accumulated like points for every race that you were in, like first, second, third, fourth, whatever it was. And then at the end of the day, whoever got the most won the trophy, won the school trophy. So you'd practice all this, wouldn't you? Over and over and over again. And sometimes when you went home, you'd practice it up the close with folks just to get them right. And you'd get your mother to make these little beanbag things and smosh the eggs and stuff because you forgot to hard boil them. That's all that sort of thing. And then sports day would come. And sports day was really, really massive. your parents would have days off work, your cousins would come, and they'd get where the football pitch was up on the playing fields. They got the caretaker to mark out six lanes in like a big, like you'd see now, it's a proper athletic track, six games, and then they'd mark out the markers for the beanbag and stuff like that in the middle. And then all the little kids that were in the teams and all the big uns up to the last year, you'd all had to sot in like your block for your house. So say your house was, I don't know, Tufty. All the folks who was in Tufty House would sot there in maybe yellow t-shirts. And then all the ones in, I don't know, Pooh House would be blue, green, red, that sort of thing. And you'd all be sat there on one part of the track, and then all along the other side on the track was all your parents and your cousins and your neighbours and all that. And there was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of folks come to that. And then you'd do all the races, and it'd be like everybody would cheer you on, and there'd be little uns blarting if they die win, and folks that had, folks that had not even go from the starting line because they were too fit, and the teachers had used this little cap gun to start all the races. And it went on probably all afternoon. Yeah, probably all afternoon. And then they accumulated all the points because there was two teachers with like clipboards. And then they'd put down the winner, the second and the third. And I don't know how many points you got, but you got points for that. And they'd accumulate it. And then at the end, they'd announce the house that had won. But all the winners of each race, right at the very end, because they'd listed the names and that, there was this big, big box of like suck. Blackjacks and gobstoppers and stuff like that. And then they'd call the winners out to all of the races, and you could pick what you wanted. So say you won six races, you could have six gobstoppers. And even the ones who die win, they had some. They had another box and they went round and shared them. And it was absolutely the most busting day that you could ever remember. From the little uns up to the big uns, it was an absolutely fantastic day. And all the parents cheered, and, you know, and then assembly the next day. You stood up if you had won a race, and everybody clapped you and stuff like that. It was just a smosher. But that led to something called the inter-school sports. Now, the inter-school sports where I come from, which is Albury, really was sort of integrated into all the other schools in our area, like Riley Regis and Worley and Blackheath and places like that. And what happened, there was a big sports ground called the Ackles and Pollock Sports Ground, where Junction 2 now is at the motorway in Albury. The bus station was opposite, Birchley Park was opposite, but this was Ackles and Pollock's own sports ground. And the schools would sort of, or the council, would rent that out for the inter-school sports. And that's where the best runners and the best three-legged racers and the best egg and spoon racers and the best beanbag racers and the best relay teams from each school in each year, that was 4 years, would form your school team. And then that school team would be entered to the inter-school sports. And the prize was this massive great big cup where your school would have its badge and its name engraved if you won it. Now, we were Causeway Green. And the only t'other school that were probably as good as we were St Hubert's, which was up by the Catholic Church on the Wolverhampton Road. And year after year after year, it usually come down to the relay, where whoever won the relay won it. And this was an even, it was like your school sports, but it was like mega. It was like the Olympic Games of Albury, because there were so many schools. There might have been, I don't know, 20 schools, like Rudend, Titford Road, Rands Green, all on them, Britannia, all of the schools in the area, all the junior schools, if they wanted to, someday have a team, because they might not have thought they were good enough, but it was all about participation. So yeah, then, what had happened then, your school team would have to practice and practice and practice. So it was like doing it for your school sports, but on a much bigger. And yeah, the teachers would really like hone in like your three-legged race. Keep your knees a bit straighter. Keep your knees together. Put your arm round him. Don't do this. I'm taking too many strides. And with your beam back, this is how you got to puck it up. Don't puck it up like that. It takes too long. Don't drop it like that. It takes too long. Egg and spoon race. No, hold it up a bit higher. I'm wobbling while I'm running. I'm wobbling. And the sack race. No, your feet ain't like that. Spray your feet out. So it was almost like, yeah, well, Olympic athletes, it got really, really intense and concentrated. And you had practice in your back garden and all stuff like that. I don't think we did. You day have things like the high jump or stuff like that. Mind you might have done. You might have done, because I remember that, and you definitely had the long jump. And you might have had the high jump, I think, because I remember there were a wench, we were up there practicing, and then your day have all this fancy stuff, you only had a piece, you had like a sun pit. I remember this wench, and her went to do the high jump, and we were practicing, Carol and Amway, and a quarter kneecap on the bar then, and it wore plastic then, it was like a heavy piece of metal, and it knocked a kneecap out, and it like shot down a shin. And all the babs were like washing her and fainting on the floor all over the place. And her was squaling the place down. And her had to go to hospital and put it in plaster. And I think because on that, a day do the school sports. So a day, and who was the best high jumper in the school? A day do the school sports and a day go to the inter-school sports. Carol and Amy was. I can remember that. So they wear the high jump and the long jump as well. In this little sun pit there. Any road up, the day had come. Or the day of fower had come. Before the inter-school sports, and you'd have this big, massive assembly. And the headmaster, Mr. Morrison, would read out the teams, and you had to stand up. And then all the school had the day off for the inter-school sports, and a letter went out to all on your folks to say, the inter-school sports is at Ackles and Pollock Sports Ground on Blood Bloody Day, starting at 12 o'clock. Please come and support all the children. And there were thousands there because it was a big sports ground. But where our caretaker had like done the lines and that, some of them were wonky. This was like bob on. Their groundsman had done it all bob on. And there was like railings up and ropes tied to pilings and stuff to keep all the crowd round. And there was a big bunk and they all sat on the bunk. And it was always, always without a doubt, it was red hot. Red hot on them days. Now there were this bloke called, and I was, when I got to like the fourth year it would be, I was the fastest runner in our school. So I was in probably everything. I definitely wore in the egg and spoon race because I'd like progressed from that. But I was definitely in the beanbag race. I was definitely in the sack race, definitely. I don't think I went in the three-legged race, but I saved me cent for the 60-yard dash. And the relays, and we had a good relay team, I tell you. You know, we were Davy Price and them, really, really quick. But St Hubert's also had a really good team, and they had this bloke, and his name was Jimmy Doyle, and he was fast, really fast. And he was known around all the schools, Jimmy Doyle, and he lived by the barrel, the bottom of the gully, so I sort of knowed him, because we had to go down the gully to go to school, so sometimes in the morning, yeah, I'd meet him, and I used to say to him, how'd you get on, Jim, in your school sports? Oh, yeah, I won this, and I said, I see you at the inter-school sports, mate, and it's sort of always ended up between me and Jimmy Doyle and the relay. So probably over the years from when we were in the little first year to the fourth year, we must have raced four times, and it was probably even Stevens. He probably beat me a couple of times, and I beat him a couple of times. I know in the fourth year, I beat him. And I think they were something like, after the 60-yard dash, they were somewhat like a pint in front, so it were all on the relay. Well, everybody was going do lolly tap, not just the folks from our school in St Hubert's, but the folks from all over the other schools who were going to win, but they were just an excited. Nobody went home. Everybody stopped there right till the end, because on this table, they had like the pavilion at Ackles and Pollocks, and at the top of the steps to the pavilion were this table where the cup was, and it was like a, you know, like the FA Cup. It were like that. It were big as that, all silver and stuff, and all around the bottom bit, there were little badges of the schools that had won from the years that it had started. And so we come to the, I can remember, we come to the relay, and I can't remember everybody in the team, but I know there was, I think Davy Price were one of the runners, and Davy Price started way off. Then there were two other runners, and then there were me. And it got to me. I can remember it got to me, and I were about a yard maybe behind Jimmy Doyle, and I thought, oh, I've got to beat him. And we were like the last stretch down the road, and I took the baton. Off our third runner, and I thought, I'm going to get you today. And I was going and going and going. And you know when everything like slows down, do it? It's like you're in a time warp or something. And I could feel myself creeping a bit closer. Whether he'd got an off day, I don't know. Whether Jimmy Doyle had an off day, I don't know. But he did seem as quick as he normally did. And we in like 10 yards of the line, and I just seemed to spurt up and spurted right the way up. And just pipped him on the ribbon. And so we won by 1 point. Causeway Green won the inter-school sports by 1 point. And everybody went doolally tap. All of the mums, all of the dads, all of the cousins, everybody went absolutely doolally tap. And then all the schools get ready. And you're all sitting in a line, and all the parents are all here, and all your mates are all here. And then it's usually the mayor on Albury. And stood on the top of the steps, and you go up. I can't remember who our captain was of our school sports, but he goes up the step like, and they give him the trophy, and then you come down, and it's like the European winning, you know, the European Cup or something. I'm jumping about all over the place, and then it's great because you just stay there for ages talking to the mums and the dads and your mates and all your parents, and then the next day, of course, the next day. You go back to school and you have this big, big, massive assembly at school. And they call all the team up the front and all the school cheer you and all that. And then you're allowed to keep your trophy for like, well, not 12 months because you get back a month or four the next inter-school sports. But it's there in this glass cabinet. So every time you go away to assembly, you can pass it and you can see that little badge that's been put on the bottom. Causeway Green, winners of inter-school sports, and the year underneath. It made you proud as punch. It was just the most magical time. And you sort of lost it when you went to senior school. Because although you did have sports days and various things, it does seem to be the same as you was when you was a bab in junior school, and you carry the memories with you, particularly finding like tater peelings in your sack, or somebody who hadn't barred the egg and it smoshed there on the grass, or, you know, they'd put you with somebody that you hated the sight on in the three-legged race. All them sort of things stay with you for a very, very, very long time, and just busting memories. So maybe when you're listening to this, you can remember your sports and your inter-school sports and some of the folks that you raced with. Great times.
The undiscovered black country, the folks don't seem to know. The undiscovered black country, where everyone should go. People walk or cycle round, they pass the time of day. The undiscovered black country, as places turn.